Breakfast with Crossy.
It is Brekkie with Crossy here on Kicks Country, and Hook, Line and Sinker. It's a brand new song from Renee Jonas, and she's on the line with you right now. G'day, Renee. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, you know, keeping busy. Thinking that I need a break. Thinking that I'm looking forward to a festival again. It's been, last time I went to a festival, I think probably was Gympie 2019, which could have been, you know, 10 years ago at this point in time.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I think Tamworth 2020 was my last festival before it all shut down.
Oh, has it been hard for you over the last 12 months or so?
Yeah, it's been really hard, actually. Yeah, I've had a lot of pretty major life changes in the last sort of 12 months. Actually, I got made redundant during the whole COVID situation, so that wasn't exactly fun. Yeah. And then I managed to get another sort of temporary contract position, which was good. But just recently I've got another full-time permanent role again, which is great. But you know, it's just exhausting changing jobs and having to learn new things. And I've just moved house as well, so I've got all of the things going on all at once.
Moving house, changing jobs, basically, that's like two of the things that I hate doing, like with an absolute passion. What did you do wrong?
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've had about 7 years of bad luck, so I must have like just smashed a whole like shop full of mirrors or something, or walked near a black cat or whatever.
you're carrying a black cat, smashing some mirrors while walking under ladders and stepping on cracks. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Were you able to accomplish much like creatively, or was it like, oh, I just can't get myself motivated to do anything?
Yeah, no, I found myself really busy during that time. The couple of months that I was unemployed during the main lockdown and in between jobs, I was like writing heaps, doing a lot of co-writing with people from overseas, and so there were some pretty weird time zones going on, which was quite a good thing that I wasn't employed because I didn't have time. And did a bit of recording, and was really good. Sort of started trying to build on some new skill sets, and you know, just trying to make the most of it.
Okay, here's a question without notice that I just thought of, which I would find interesting, the answer. So two hypothetical situations, and of course life is never this clear cut. So if you could basically say, let's say Nash or whatever, become a successful songwriter where, you know, you write hit after hit after hit, like a, you know, Shane McAnally or whatever, but don't get to perform. Or you could be a performer but not write any songs, where that performer level was, you know, you're kind of like, you know, you play shows, you'd be able to play your own music and things like that, but you're not like getting number ones like you would if as a songwriter.
That's so hard, and honestly, it's something I have wrestled with a lot of the time. Not that I'm getting number ones over in Nashville or anything, but you know, where to dedicate your time, because you know, being an artist is a full time gig, and then songwriting, if you're taking it seriously, is pretty much a full time gig. So how do you kind of find time for all of that? And unfortunately, you know, having a day job as well doesn't leave a lot of
those
time.
Day jobs.
I know, they get in the way.
Tell me about it.
Oh man, I don't know. Look, to be honest, it depends on, I mean, are you saying I couldn't do any performing if I was a songwriter? Like I couldn't do like just a little local open mic night?
Too busy writing songs. You're in a room.
Too busy writing songs.
You might get a window if you're lucky. Maybe a cup of coffee every couple of hours. But that's it. You're stuck in a room.
Man, that's hard. You get such a high from songwriting when you've finished writing a song that you just go, yes, this is a great song. Man, the high from that is just incredible. But you can get that same kind of high when you're on stage and you have those kind of moments. They're not necessarily every performance, but every now and again you have those kind of really magic moments where it's just like everyone in the room or everyone in the crowd, and you are all just like so in sync, and there's just something magical in the air. And man, that's just, you kind of live for those little moments.
So you, basically your answer is no answer. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Too hard.
Let's talk about something a bit easier. Tell us about this new song. It's called Hook, Line and Sinker.
Yeah, well, this actually was a song that I started writing in one of those songwriting workshops or, it was a writing to tracks course, actually, based out of Nashville. And, I started writing this song and I really liked it and I really kind of connected with it and it just sort of, I think it had a bit of a cheeky me kind of element to it. So, I kind of kept working on it and tweaked it a little bit and, as it went on, I just went, this is a song for me. I don't want to pitch it to anyone else. I really want to release it myself. So, here we are.
Here we are indeed. Well, we're going to play the song now. Thank you for your time, Renee. It's always great catching up with you again. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we can actually see each other at an event at some point soon.
I know. 2021, the year where dreams will come back alive, hopefully.
Hopefully, and not turn into nightmares.
Yeah, I know.
All those kind of dreams where you kind of wake up and you don't realise you're awake and they still feel real. Anyway. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.